and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Well, hello, friends. So it was quite a busy weekend, Kira. Obviously, at this point, we always say what went on the shows over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, just for everyone listening to the podcast now who didn't get to catch the shows. Saturday's show was so good.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I rocked
Saturday's show was amazing.
I rocked into studio on Sunday and obviously we opened the text messages. And one of the text messages that popped up from the Saturday show was, Chris, that was an outstanding show. Kira be so proud. One of the best shows I've heard in ages. And yeah. I was like, oh, man. Like,
Kira was amazing.
I missed one show. What on earth did you do on Saturday?
It's literally the same stuff. You know the show we've been doing for the last 12 years? Mm-hmm. Just that, more or less. Like, you didn't really miss anything.
You did ring me on air on Saturday.
Yeah.
I do remember that correctly.
That was fun. What you missed was, of course, you heard, of course, you know you were called on air, but as well as that, we were also discussing the fact that apparently because of supply chain shortages, Kira, this is a real thing, there have been so many articles over the last week in UK, Irish and US media that you should start ordering your Christmas presents now. That is the truth, Kira. Apparently, because of so many different issues, some of them are knock-ons of COVID, some of them are knock-ons of other things, you should start ordering your Christmas presents within the next few weeks if you'd like them to get here on time. There you go. That's what we were discussing.
I am just back from holiday. I'm still in holiday mode. I do not need to be thinking about Christmas.
We haven't even done Halloween yet.
Oh,
we haven't
God,
even had the spooky
God,
ordeal of Halloween. And here we are discussing Christmas.
Speaking of which, I was actually talking to a taxi driver last night who collected me from the airport. And he was telling me that a man got into his taxi. This is a true story. And he wasn't wearing a mask.
Okay.
And the taxi driver very politely asked him, please, sir, put on your mask. And the man would not agree to it. So the taxi driver said, if you don't put on your mask, I'll basically open the back door and I'll kick you out myself, whatever. And so he pulled in. The man in the back gets out. And do you know what he turns around to the taxi driver and says?
Okay, what?
I wish you death in 5 years.
Oh.
And he said it three times. Are we at the stage in society that we're now throwing curses on each other?
So he was like, I wish you death in 5 years. I wish you death. So like it was obviously he thought he was putting some type of hex on this gentleman. Well,
yeah. And that's what the text was. And I was like, what on earth is going on in the world? But anyway, that's just a little story there for you. So obviously,
that's spooky. It's Halloween season. That is spooky, Kira. All right, I hear you.
On Sunday, we talked all things Greece with me because I was on a holiday in Greece. And I gave Chris a present that he was very underwhelmed with.
Yeah, some Toblerones. Like I'm still
Toblerones. They're really cute.
I'm still gonna crack them open, and we'll have a few. Like,
yeah,
but
they're cute.
I mean,
and then Dave Fanning was really mad at me that I didn't get him any Toblerones, and it was a whole thing. But anyway.
I know Dave Fanning literally opened the door and shouted in. He
and
was very annoyed.
Myself and Chris obviously bonded over the food, all the food.
Well,
lots
also
of food that I ate over the last week and all.
I
the bread
interrogated
and all the ouzo and
Kira now a little bit because I was trying to get the details of the holiday. If you understand what I'm saying, if there was any romance going on, and Kira remained tight-lipped, so we'll see.
What goes on tour stays on tour, my friend.
I suspect Kira has a Greek husband now. Never mind boyfriend. I suspect Kira.
Chris, you're right. I got married in Santorini.
That's what I was thinking. You got married to Zorba the Greek or whoever he is. That's what I was thinking happened. But anyway, look, all of that and more, here we go. I know we do this every year, and I know somehow it gets earlier every year that we're doing it, and I know we even talk about the fact that it gets earlier every year that we're doing it, which is also another thing we do every year, but really, the Christmas thing. You know, the idea of Christmas, the birth of our Lord and all that. I was in a department store. I won't say which one. I was in a department store over the last week. And there were Christmas decorations. Now listen, I know we have to keep everybody spending money and all that. And it's great that we're all out and about and spending money and commerce is back and businesses are opening up again. That is amazing. I just don't know if we need a Christmas tree up on what I think was the 6th of October. And it didn't look like a practice Christmas tree or anything. I mean, it looked like a pretty... looked like it was going to be pretty permanent there until, I don't know, mid-January? Christmas trees are going to do 4 months this year. Christmas trees working overtime. But, actually, do you know what we should do here? We should really be horribly into the spirit of this. We should try get some Christmas music here. I'll see if I can get some Christmas music going. Would that be nice? Would everybody like that? Would we get some Christmas music? Fantastic. Let's really do this. Let's really overdo Christmas and start on October 9th. But listen, the reason I'm saying this is because the latest thing now that apparently we all have to be worried about, I have seen, let me read you a few headlines I've seen from just the last week. Supply chain havoc is getting worse just in time for holiday shopping. The most popular holiday gifts might not arrive in time for the holidays now, even if you order. And that's from a US outlet. Then we also have from the Daily Mail in the UK. Britain on the brink. Millions of shoppers claim they have been unable to buy food. as 1 in 3 stock up for Christmas already, while soldiers are said to be drafted in to drive HGVs over the festive period. And, like, there must be something in the air, because a friend of mine rang me. He rings me every now and then to check in. He's a wonderful man. But he also, he's a buyer for, we'll say, a large chain of shops. Oh God, I can't do that Christmas music, sorry. Can't even do it in a sarcastic way. It's still too early. But a friend of mine rang me, who he like buys products and he does all this kind of logistics and shipping for a chain of shops that you might visit before Christmas. Let's put it that way. You might stock up on some prezzies here. And he said, oh no, man, it's chaos. He's like, you should start doing your Christmas shopping now. Like, I just thought it was all the usual outlets whipping me into a frenzy. Then my friend rings me this week for some reason. This seems to be what everyone's thinking about now. Now that we're into October, everyone seems to be focusing on Christmas and how it's going to be terrible this year unless we order our presents now. And he said, I said, yeah, man, but really, like, you don't actually mean that, do you? Like, you're being facetious. You're being silly, right? And he said, no. He said, if you want to do your Christmas shopping, I'd start now. I just thought, you know what, I don't think I care about anyone in my life that much that I'm going to start the Christmas shopping now. Like, they'll get whatever is available in person, by the way. I'm not going to do any of that online stuff if this is how long it's going to take. They'll get whatever is available in person if I go shopping on the week of the 6th or 13th of December. And that's that. They'll get whatever's in my local Tesco or my local outlet. Not going to start now. But there are so many articles about this. I don't know if anyone else has seen this or if some weird internet algorithm is just targeting me now with all of this stuff because it knows I'm a weird, paranoid, agoraphobic mess. So I will click on these kind of things. But that's apparently where we are now. Christmas is in peril. Christmas is in jeopardy. Unless we all start now on October the 9th. So look, don't say you weren't warned now. I have told you. You can go now after this show today. You can stick Dave Fanning on when you get into the car and you can go do your Christmas shopping. Christmas this early is always a divisive topic. Someone says, Chris, the minute you said let's get some Christmas music, I hit the off button on the radio. Well, I mean, good for you for even lasting that long. I mean, a lot of people might have just hit it the second they heard my voice this morning, so at least you lasted till then. Sorry, they continue. I hit the off button on the radio, felt I didn't even need to switch stations. I can't do Christmas and definitely not this early. It's still summer in my head. Yeah, weirdly, me too. Like, for some reason, I still think it's like late August, maybe. So I look out the window then at night and it's getting dark at 6 o'clock and I'm thinking to myself, God, that's very early now, isn't it, to be getting up? But no, it isn't, because it's coming up to the middle of October. Anyway, glad that you came back, texter, like after I played that Christmas music and you turned off for a minute and had a little quiet time for yourself. I'm glad you returned. Someone else says, you know what, we couldn't see our families last year and that was the worst Christmas ever, but this year we can. So not having toys and fancy food, this is nothing compared to that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's the true meaning of Christmas for you. Someone else says, Chris, hi. Hello. I think I read somewhere this week that a certain toy store was also warning of shortages. Oh, right. Christmas shopping this year is going to be like a war zone. I think I will just put some money in with the card and make do. I don't consider that making do on the part of the person getting the gift. Money's great. Like, I missed the days of, like, your confirmation and when you were a kid and stuff and you'd get money in cards. That's fantastic. Just give me money. Like, don't worry. Don't you worry about what you think I'll do with, like, a voucher or a present or anything like that. You want to give me a card that has money in it, that is absolutely fine. I wish you could still do that as an adult. Like, it seems kind of weird now to do that as an adult, you know? Like, as in, I couldn't go to my friend's house if I'm, you know, going over to a mate's house and we'll say it's his birthday. It's his 30th or something. I can't come over with a card with, like, 50 euro in it or 100 euro. I have to get him a present, you know? But then, like, the same thing is if I just came over with a bottle of whiskey, that's perfectly acceptable. Why don't I just give him the value of it? That'd be better. But anyway, Mags, that's a great point. Money would be just fine, wouldn't it? Everyone would be happy with that. All right. You know what? Actually, this is really fun. Let's get to this, because we originally started this, speaking of, actually, of course, the very severe restrictions that there were from COVID, which in some ways feel like they were years ago and in some ways feel like they were yesterday. One of course, the side effects of that was the fact that artists weren't able to get out there. They weren't able to showcase their new music. So for our track of the week on the show, Kira and I, we said we would always choose Irish music wherever possible. Every week we would try and show you some brilliant new Irish music, and that's what we've continued to do. It absolutely took off. There's such an interest in it. It's fantastic, and we have gotten to see so much brilliant Irish music, which, by the way, if you'd like to ever show us, the email address is chrisandkira@rte.ie. So chrisandkira@rte.ie. And I hate saying this because I know it sounds really like wishy-washy and all that when you hear other outlets saying this, but we do get a lot of submissions, so we try and respond to everybody that, or someone on the team does, and we try and get back to you and all that and try and slot it in when we can. But be patient, okay, and try and send it to us ages in advance. As in, if you're an artist or if you're a management company particularly, and you will say have a brilliant track coming out in, I don't know, November, let us know now. The same way we were harping on earlier about how you have to order your Christmas presents now. If you have a great track that's coming up, you let us know a few weeks in advance. That will be all the more helpful. But anyway, we're always trying to showcase new Irish music here. chrisandkira@rte.ie is the email address. We want to hear from you. We want to shout about your brilliant new Irish music. And this week we have, I believe, Sophie Doyle Ryder is no stranger to being a track of the week here on the show. But this is her new single. It is absolutely brilliant. It's called Honey, Honey, Let's Do It. Let's go. Come on. Chris and Kira's track of the week. Hi everyone, what is going on? My name is Chris. I, of course, usually here I would say, and this wonderful woman, her name is Kira, and Kira would say hello. However, Kira's not with us today. Sorry, that sounds very ominous, like Kira's not like sick or dead or anything. Kira, I think, is in Greece. It's difficult. Sometimes, like, I find like a lot of what Kira says to me, and I don't mean to do the whole trite sibling relationship Kira and I have, but it goes in one ear and out the other. But I'm pretty sure Kira is in Greece at like something or other with her friends, or like a wedding or something. We could, someone did suggest earlier in the show, we could ring Kira for the fun of it and see what she's up to. I mean, we absolutely could, but I don't know if I want to incur those international dialing costs just to see what Kira's up to on her holidays. And I mean, she is off. Like, I'm trying to talk myself out of this because I do think it would be very fun to just cold call Kira and see what she's doing. We could. But then if she doesn't realise she's on air, she like might swear or like slander somebody, or like, I'll ring her on my WhatsApp. I'm not incurring those international dialing charges. I'll ring her on my WhatsApp and, she might, there's also the possibility she won't answer because, you know, she might be doing something.
Hello?
Yo, what's happening?
Hi, so can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Nothing much. I am just strolling around the beautiful Oia in Greece. It's absolutely amazing over here.
Class. The which?
I'm strolling around Oia.
Oh, nice. What are you doing today?
Chris, why are you ringing me? No, seriously, why are you ringing me? You never ring me. And then you choose to ring me when I'm in Greece on my holidays. I told you I'll be back to work tomorrow.
I know. Your flight is tomorrow or what? Or like this evening?
Yeah.
What did you get up to anyway?
Chris, seriously, you never care about my life. So, what are you up to?
Well, Kira, what do you think I might be up to ringing you at like 10 past 12 on a Saturday? What do you think I could be doing?
I don't know.
Wait, it's not 10 past 12 with you, is it? It's like 4 o'clock or something. So you don't realise that obviously I'm ringing you in the middle of the show.
It's 10 past 2.
Oh, Chris, yeah, okay.
It's 10 past 2. This is my final day in Greece. And I'm going to do this tour. It's called the Lost Atlantis Tour. And it's this little museum kind of up in the foothills of Fira. And this is going to say, actually, I'm not even going to tell you why I'm going, but
why are you going?
Deep. Well, there's this one time, and you cannot say this to anyone, right? But there's this one time I was, you know, the way I was into like, I'll be into those weird things ever. Anyway, this one time this woman told me that in a past life I was a high priestess.
Oh, hold on. No, not this. If we're going to do this, hold on. No, if we're going to do this, I'll ring you back because obviously, I don't know how you haven't twigged this yet. As in, because it's 2 o'clock with you. What time do you think it might be here in Ireland, Kira, where I'm doing the radio show we do together?
Chris, am I on air?
Yeah, so I was hoping you wouldn't say anything bad. Hold on. Ring you back in a second. Hold on. Okay. Adam, you can ring Kira back, can't you? Thank you, brother. Very helpful. While Adam's doing that, if Kira's going to tell this Atlantis story, we really do need her on air because Kira mentioned this to me. And honestly, I thought she was insane. I thought Adam was going to actually have her committed because Adam overheard us chatting about this last week. Yo, Kira, hold on, wait. Kira's on the phone, isn't she? Yeah. Kira.
You can't even give me a holiday. You can't even give me a break on a holiday.
No, because like I thought you'd instantly twig why I was ringing you. Because,
no,
but obviously
why
not.
Why would I instantly twig, Chris? I'm away on my holiday.
Yeah, but no, hold on a second. Now, while Adam was ringing you back, I was explaining to everyone. This Atlantis thing is really weird because isn't your theory on this? You met like a fortune teller once or something that told you you were a high priestess of Atlantis.
Yep.
So are you now going on the Atlantis tour to be like, guys, did you know I was a high priestess of Atlantis?
Do you know what? Okay, all joking aside, I know it sounds absolutely enough bonkers.
No, no, Kira, it doesn't. It sounds totally reasonable that you were a high priestess of Atlantis. Sorry, why would we think otherwise?
Do you not think it's weird, right, that I go to Santorini and then I discover that they've got a lost Atlantis museum on the island of Santorini?
So are you saying this is like, this is written in the stars, this is like preordained that obviously you were drawn to this because you were formerly high priestess of Atlantis?
Here's the thing about life, none of us have the answers to anything, so why not?
Are you going to mention on the tour, like, sorry, is this a guided tour or is this like some type of...
Actually, what is 9D?
9D?
Yeah.
Is that what the tour is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably like nine-dimensional or something, or like VR. Hold on, I'll look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, I think it's a virtual reality museum tour.
Oh yeah, 9D VR project. Yeah, so like I think you're going to be in some. Oh, so like you won't get to. Are you going to talk to the other members that are at this VR tour and go, did you know a fortune teller told me I was a high priestess of Atlantis? Is that the plan?
No, that's not the plan. But something worse happened to me, and I might as well tell you about it now.
You might as well.
So I was staying in Fira, which is like the capital of Santorini, okay, let's say. Right, because Santorini is a tiny little island. And obviously for my last couple of days, I've moved to Oia. So I was moving into, I arrived at the hotel anyway, overbooked, okay?
Oh, no.
So, yeah, overbooked. So, of course, I'm panicking. And they're like, look, we have a suite, but it's in a place called Mr. and Mrs. White Santorini.
Oh, nice. So they upgraded you.
So basically, I'm staying in a honeymoon suite.
Oh, nice. So very good.
Surrounded by married couples. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Have my own
hot tub and everything.
So you're in the honeymoon suite by yourself because they upgraded you basically because you were...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
and
nice.
The thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm completely fine with this because I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Sure.
But I'm wondering what people are making of me. Do people think that I got married or something happened and that I've gone on the honeymoon on my own?
Well, oh yeah, Jesus, yeah. You should actually try and find a cheap wedding dress and just walk up and down the corridor on your own in it and just like kind of knock on different doors. But why don't you just... Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think I can find a cheap wedding dress in Santorini, but anyway.
Why don't you tell them you're a high priestess of Atlantis? I mean, I'm sure that would...
Okay, you know what?
High priestess is...
Look...
All right.
Anyway,
we'll let you go anyway, Kira.
Holiday is my own business. Well, thank you. Thank you
okay.
for checking in.
Okay.
I'll be back in studio tomorrow.
All right. Well, listen, there we go. We'll let you go. That's Kira. Kira King there of the Chris and Kira Show on 2FM. Broadcaster Kira King joining us. Up to all kinds of shenanigans. Oh, and she says as well, like she's like, you and Adam checking in. Don't worry. Adam and I are going to hear blow by blow every detail of this holiday. I promise you. So Kira better bring us back something, actually. Kira better be here tomorrow with like something cool from Greece. Right, Adam? Yeah, absolutely. So earlier on in the show, we played you this. What an absolute stone-cold classic it was. Carly Rae Jepsen. Call Me Maybe. Yeah. Hey, Sinead, well done. You got that right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, yeah, to give you a bit of praise. No one else will praise you, right? I might as well say something nice, Sinead. Isn't that it?
Thank
How are you?
Thank you. I'll take it.
Listen, Sinead, you have to take praise wherever it comes, don't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And it doesn't come that often. So.
No, it does not. Well, listen, there you go. There's your praise now for the day. I just want to put it out there, 51552. I mean, I'm also open to some praise before the end of the show. Sinead's gotten somewhere.
You're doing a great show there.
Thank you, Sinead. That's very nice of you. Now I feel much better. So where are you today in the world, Sinead? What's going on?
I am just in Dublin City Centre, meeting two of the girls from college. We all have been together since December 2018, so a nice little reunion.
Oh, wow. Okay, right. So you're going to maybe go for some lunch, maybe go for some drinks?
Go for some. I'm designated dads today, so I can't drink, but they can.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen. Sometimes I think, yeah, that's enough. Like, as in, sometimes I like to go to those things and be the designated driver because it kind of lets you off the hook. Like, you don't have to get into the whole lads, lads, lads thing as intensely. Do you know what I mean? You can just be like, oh, well, listen, I mean, I'm driving. And then you can also, another bit of praise you might get today, Sinead, you can be the martyr as well. Like, you can be really... really serious about it. I'm like, oh, I'm doing this so you can all have a good time. Do you know what I mean? Score yourself some points. Well,
yeah, exactly.
How about we get... Say again?
That's the plan.
Good woman. Great. Was that the plan before I implanted that into you? I feel like it might have been.
Yeah, totally. All right. All about the martyrdom.
Yeah. Well, listen, how about this? Okay, here's what we'll do. There are five questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. If you get yourself 4 out of 5 right, you win yourself €100 worth of Just Eat credit added straight to your account. That sound all right?
That sounds great.
Okay, let's do it.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
Okay, Sinead. Tell you what, given that everyone likes getting praise, you will get one more piece of praise, Sinead, if you get 5 out of 5 right today, but only if we get a clean sheet of 5 out of 5, okay?
Okay.
So there's also praise on the line, as well as a €100 Just Eat voucher. Well, I should be technical now here. It's 2 €50 Just Eat vouchers that you can share with friends if you want. But I mean, you'll probably just keep the 100 for yourself. And I feel,
absolutely,
given that you're the designated driver, you can today, Sinead. Do you know what I mean? I feel that's within your rights. So let's do our first question. We're aiming for 4 out of 5 here. Obviously, we would like a clean sweep of 5 out of 5, but we'll see how we do. Okay, so first question. How did Daniel Craig further his legendary movie status this week? Is it A?
Oh.
Don't worry. When you see the three options, it'll become pretty obvious, okay? A, with a star on Hollywood Boulevard. B, with a guest appearance on The Simpsons. Or C, with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Oscars. What does every legendary movie star get?
A star on the
Hollywood
Boulevard.
There you go. Exactly. See, we're off to a good start. Okay, here's your next question. Which movie did Will Smith say was his worst this week? Was it A, Independence Day? Was it B, Men in Black? Or was it C, Wild Wild West?
Independence Day.
No, you know what? That was a tough one as well, because usually, like with this quiz and how it's designed, there's two stupid answers and one really obvious answer. But like, those could all be answers. It was Wild Wild West, I think. I think Wild Wild West was seen as a little cheesy.
I haven't seen any of them, so I don't know.
Have you not seen Independence Day, Sinead?
No.
Or Men in Black?
Nope.
Ah, now. I could forgive you for Wild Wild West, but I mean, Independence Day and Men in Black, two classics. That's what you and the gals will have to do now this evening. When the other gals are a little, you know, merry on their lemonades they've had all day, you can all go home and watch. I'd say Men in Black. Men in Black's more fun, all right?
Okay.
That's what you'll do. Okay, no worries. I'm just planning your evening. Okay, here's your third question. Listen, if you get these next three right, you're still on 4 out of 5 and we're laughing. Who are the Republic of Ireland playing this afternoon in their latest World Cup qualifier? Is it A, Albania? Is it B, Azerbaijan? Or is it C, Armenia?
Oh, Jesus. sorry. I'm going to guess Azerbaijan.
Good woman. Good guess. It is Azerbaijan.
Excellent.
You and the gals aren't going to head to the Ireland-Azerbaijan match. No, listen, guessing it must be, so fair play. Okay, you'll know this next one now. Why did the whole world descend into a complete frenzy of uncertainty and confusion on Monday? Was it A, the sun disappeared from the sky? Was it B, it emerged a meteor the size of Mauritius was headed for Earth? Or was it C, Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp went down for 6 hours? What do you think? This is the questions we're more used to. Do you know what I mean? These are easier. All right. You're saying C?
I'm saying C.
Sinead, I can tell you that is right. Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp were indeed down for 6 hours. God, it felt like an eternity to some people, it would seem. We're still talking about it. But look, were you massively affected by it, Sinead? Like, did you have any exciting Instagram posts you were planning on putting up or anything? Or were you were able to weather it?
I'm really sad that I didn't even notice.
Neither did I.
I just thought nobody was texting me.
No, I know. And it's that, Sinead, I'm exactly the same. Because I was expecting, like, afterwards, like, because I saw, like, there was a news article about it on my phone. And I thought, oh, wow, well, I best once it comes back now, I'll be flooded with WhatsApp messages that have all come in from all my friends. No, phone was silent. No one noticed I wasn't around for those 6 hours. You either, Sinead. All right. Well, listen.
Yeah. You're not the only one.
No, I guess. Me and you only. You'll get this next one now, and we'll be laughing. You'll have your 4 out of 5. A number of mysterious billboards bearing the number 30 and a first Twitter post in 9 months led to rumors this week that what was on the way? Is it A, a meteor the size of Mauritius? Is it B, a new album by Adele? Or is it C, 30 new Ed Sheeran singles?
I think that's B.
You think it's a new album? Though, to be fair, Ed Sheeran is that prolific. He could release 30 singles and they'd all be in the charts at the same time as well. However, Sinead, you are indeed right. It is a new album by Adele. Well done.
Woo.
Listen, by
four
my
five,
count, no, 4 out of 5 is very decent now, in fairness, Sinead. Any idea what you might, like, I know this isn't winning streak or the lotto or anything, like, I know, like, any idea what you might spend the money on is a little, you know, anticlimactic a question, but any idea what you might spend the vouchers on? I mean, Sinead, I think this is a legit question. Any genre of food you're thinking, or...
Oh, I don't know. So much choice. Gonna have to see. You can get so much on Just Eat now, so we can do a dessert from one place, starters from one, try everything.
Sinead, that is really helpful because...
It will get you very far on Just Eat.
It will get you really far. And you know what, Sinead? You are so helpful. You don't work in marketing by any chance, do you? Because I have to read a thing here, which is, with delivery of over 2,600 restaurants now available on the app, there's something for everyone. I was going to say that anyway, but listen, Sinead, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Fair play. See if Just Eat will give you any commission for that. That was fantastic. But anyway, listen, Sinead, thanks for coming on. Enjoy your afternoon with the gals and watch Independence Day later, all right?
I will do. Thank you so much.
There we go. That's Sinead. Just to point out as well, there are over 2,600 restaurants now available on the Just Eat app. Something for everyone. Simply hop on the Just Eat app and enjoy one of your favourite local takeaways. Delivered straight to your door via contact-free payment and delivery. Jeez, that was great. And Sinead just did that like by herself. We should give this to the contestants in the future and just get them to read it. It'd be great. Make the job even easier. I was kind of hoping you'd miss your flight or something, but here we have Kira.
The sound of the nation. Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Anyway, welcome back, Kira.
Thank you. Did you miss me?
Yes, absolutely. How was Grace? Was it good?
It was fabulous, Chris.
Excellent.
But don't worry, we have a whole 2 hours for me to dissect it, chat about it.
2 hours? Hold on a second.
Any questions that you want to ask me, Chris?
Yeah, we'd all love to dissect your Greece holiday with you. Adam's on the phone very quickly. Broadcast coordinator Adam, who works on the show. Adam, how many photos have you seen this morning? And like we're talking like over the last hour.
Within the hour, I would say 40 singular photos and about 20 minutes of slideshow photos.
Yeah, yeah. Adam's
not even joking.
I know.
Adam's too polite to say he doesn't want to see them.
I literally went, "Hello, Adam, sit down here." And I took out my phone. And
Kira's
I was like,
made loads of new friends on holidays and all this stuff. And have you gotten their names and Adam everything? And you gotten all of their details and their life stories?
I feel like I met them on my holiday and now we're best friends. Yeah. This isn't even talking about boomerangs yet.
Oh, yeah, of course there'll be boomerangs too. Well, listen, Kira, there we go. That's Adam. I wanted Adam on to give some credence to what I'm saying because I really do feel that we're going to get a lot of this. And you know what? In a way, I'm like thrilled that Adam's here because he's taking the brunt of it. Do you know what I mean? Like Adam's absorbing all of the stuff that I'd have to otherwise hear. So listen, I'm thrilled.
I've got presents for yourself and Adam as well. So maybe you could try being nice to me, Chris.
No, because I know you, Kira, and I know that this is going to be some rubbish insult present wrapped up in pretending to be a present.
That's
but it's going to be...
Not true and very unfair. But anyway.
Right. So... In what has been an agonizing blow-by-blow account of Kira's holiday, we have found something. We have found some common ground.
It's kind of what has kept us bonded, really, Chris, for the last 12 years, and it's food.
It's all that's kept us bonded for the last 12 years, and it's incredible how uniting it is for us, because I was going through, and I was like, oh, yeah, was the weather good? Yeah, was everyone cool? Yeah, like, really dutifully trying to force some conversation out of it, but then... The food, Kira.
Mm-hmm.
You regale me with the food. Tell you what, you can show me any food pictures you want. You can describe in the most minor of details the food that you've had, because that is something. Like, I remember one time I came back from the US and we had a conversation for about 6 hours about the food I had. So, please,
true.
Kira, did you have? You were in Greece. Tell me about the food. That's what I want to know about.
Okay, I had stuffed vine leaves everywhere I went.
Are they called dolmanes?
Mm-hmm.
They're great now. You know, you can get those in Lidl now. I think you can get little jars of them, yeah? I think so.
Well, that is exactly where I'm going to continue my Greek experience, Chris, for the next couple of days. Also, there was like this phyllo pastry where they would deep fry feta cheese with honey and sesame.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
Okay, that was
good. Yeah, no, I hear you. Did you have moussaka?
No, I didn't have moussaka.
It's basically Greek lasagna, isn't it? Like, it looks like Greek lasagna.
Yes, but I had a different type of Greek lasagna.
Which, what was that?
It began with P.
Oh, okay. Right, I see.
Greek isn't my first language, Chris. I have to.
Sure, it sounds like you're speaking Greek to me half the time, Kira. Am I right? Sorry, some comedy.
I had some
for you.
souvlaki. That was really good. Chicken souvlaki.
I see. What is that?
That is, it's just like chicken kebab and stuff like that with tzatziki and
right.
You know, different like salad and chips and stuff like that. So that was really good.
Is the thing you had pastitizio?
Yes.
P-A-S-T-I-T-S-I-O.
It's like lasagna within a lasagna within a lasagna, but Greek style.
I could do that. So it's lasagna piled on top of a lasagna and then baked. I could do that.
It's like pasta in the layers of the lasagna. It was so good.
This is like,
so
I'm looking at a picture of this. This is like something I would have made as a child and been like, this is lasagna with pasta in it and more lasagna on top of it. God, this is good. Kira, you still look very svelte. I'm surprised you didn't come back, you know, we haven't put on a little bit of weight from all this food.
I definitely did, because I had all the bread and grease while I was at it as well at the same time.
Did
and
you
I
meet?
Had a lot of bratslavas. That's the dessert.
Baklava.
Baklava.
Oh yeah, they're amazing. Can I ask you a question, Kira? Did you meet any cute Greek guys? Did you have any Greek romances?
There was lots of attractive Greek men, but was also men from all over the world, which was actually a novelty.
So you had men from all over the world?
Okay,
oh my God. Wow. Amazing. How was that? Having men from all, sampling men from all over the world. Incredible.
No, because you're putting words in my mouth now. But what I will say, it was interesting because I'd be feeling very kind of standoffish, obviously, because it's my first time.
Sorry, I thought I'd just get us some atmospheric. How could we do your Greek holiday and not a... Did you listen to this song when you were over there?
I actually did.
Did you?
I did.
Do they have it on in restaurants and stuff? Is it a big thing? I've never been to Greece, is it?
But nice. What I will say is...
Kira, you didn't answer the question. Did you meet any nice Greek men that you
made met lots of nice Greek men.
And are you? Is one of them your boyfriend now?
No, because...
Do you have a Greek boyfriend?
Because I wasn't on a Netflix movie holiday, okay?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
That's not how the world works.
So no Greek boyfriend then? But nice Greek food?
Do you know what? What I will say is,
yes,
for the first time in over 18 months,
yeah,
it was really a novelty to hang around with different nationalities, because for me, I've been in one particular area of Ireland for 18 months.
I hear you. So it was nice to broaden your horizons and...
Americans, Belgians, French, Greek men.
Yeah, you see, I noticed you're still not answering the question. I noticed you're still being intentionally evasive,
Chris,
here, yes.
We're still in a situation where we're still in... or coming out of a pandemic.
But you could have just asked for their vax cert or whatever. Greece has the same ones we do,
yeah,
don't
that
they?
That is one thing. Like, I was literally taking out paperwork like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Here's my located forms. Here's my, you know, COVID vax cert. Here's my...
And as you were taking it all out and it was spilling everywhere, was this music playing in the background? Oh, yeah, very good.
And then I just broke into a dance. It was
nice.
So weird.
Did you smash any plates or anything? Did you do that? Did you throw any plates on the ground or... Anyway... I'm glad you had a good time. If nothing else, it sounds like you had some nice food, right?
Oh God, I had some good food.
Excellent. Did you bring back any for Adam and I?
I actually did. I brought you back something. Will I go grab it?
No, dude. Oh, I'm kind of looking forward to this. Hold on. I would, but we have to, unfortunately, Kira. We've so much to get to. We
don't
won't have time for
it.
You to go grab it. Yeah, see, I do worry it's a kind of a joke present that'll make me and Adam sad. But anyway... Did you get any lap dances while in Greece? Like
no,
white
Chris,
dance
believe it or
no?
not, I got some very authentic Greek dances.
Very nice.
No lap dances, Chris.
Oh,
what a weird question to ask.
I'm trying to uncover what was going on. I'm just being a journalist here, Kira. You know, I'm trying to ask all the probing questions, see what was really going on this holiday. But so far, I'm coming up with nothing.
What goes on tour stays on tour. Isn't it really annoying when you hear that?
Absolutely.
That's Chris's answer to any time I ask him a question about any holiday he's ever been on.
Yeah, even if it's like with my parents.
Yeah.
That's still the answer. But listen, when me and my parents go on tour, Kira, it stays on tour. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I have to say, because this is hit and miss. You and I have spoken before about how, like, even though the US produces some of the greatest comedies ever, Saturday Night Live is this weird institution of theirs that's really hacky and cheesy sometimes, but then also does really slick stuff like this other times. It's,
you know, if you go back and if you look into the archives of Saturday Night Live, one of the best sketches I think they ever did was Debbie Downer.
Yes.
And that's one of my favourite things about SNL, and I guess it's kind of kept me watching just in case that magic is recreated. And it did break some of the biggest comedians that the US has seen today. Now, over the last couple of years, they've had celebrity presenters in that aren't actors or comedians, but they're public figures. Like when Elon Musk was announced, was it 2 months ago, 3 months ago? Sorry, my time references aren't very good anymore. The whole internet was like, what on earth is Elon Musk doing hosting Saturday Night Live? But there seems to be a kind of trend of that. And after they got over Elon Musk, it was like anything goes really after
the guest
Elon
hosting
Musk.
Thing seems yeah. to be a thing now. But this is Kim Kardashian's funny. Like, I know, as I said, I know, like, people for some reason, when we say this, point out that there's writers. Yes, we know there's writers. Absolutely.
We know there's writers. Sure. But the fact is, can Kim Kardashian deliver?
And she can.
She 100%.
Like, her
does.
Rhythm is great. Her, like, delivery, it's really, it's, I mean, let's have a listen.
In fairness, she's a pro at this stage.
She is a pro. She's been doing
she's
this
been
for 25
for,
years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. All right. Let's
anyway,
have a listen, though.
This is from her opening monologue on Saturday Night Live last night.
Yeah.
I'm Kim Kardashian West, and it's so great to be here tonight. I know. I'm surprised to see me here, too. When they asked, I was like, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had that one movie come out and no one told me it was even premiering.
Kira, that would be the, am I right in saying the intimate video of her and Ray
yes.
J? Yes, okay.
It must have slipped my mom's mind.
Hey! Because isn't, that you gotta explain all this to me. The joke is that her mom orchestrated all their careers, right?
The joke is that Kris Jenner released that intimate tape and it launched Kim Kardashian's
career. Sure, and that
career.
She's kind of behind all of their machinations, I mean, and everything. Yeah. Is there any truth to that, do you think? Like, is the mom kind of the... the driving force?
I don't think so. I don't think a mother would do that to a daughter.
Release
anyway.
A sex tape? Yeah, something. Right.
I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face. And good hair, and great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons.
Like, that's funny.
Burn!
That's
the
great.
The one thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Hey!
I've been very lucky in life, and I know that I'm privileged, which is why I try to give back as much as I can. A real passion of mine is getting wrongly accused people out of jail. And thanks.
No, that's
like, no, because I think I know what's coming here.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
This reason I haven't heard this part, but I have a feeling I know what might be on the way here.
No, I think I'm following in my father's footsteps. Now.
Oh boy.
Yep.
I knew that. I heard there was an O.J. Simpson reference,
yes.
But oh boy. That's good. Like, that's edgy. Kim Kardashian's funnier than a lot of comedians out there at the moment.
Her delivery is very good. Obviously, there's writers involved.
Oh, yeah, obviously, there was like 1,000 writers on this, but like, that's clever.
It is very clever. So there you go. Kim Kardashian West with a bit of her monologue from Saturday Night Live last
Kim
night.
Kardashian West with some O.J. Simpson material. It's 1995 again. This is exciting. All right. I'm really excited now about the presents you got, Adam and I, from Greece. You
so
should
me
no.
To give them to you now,
I don't know.
Or?
Should Adam be here? Like, are they that exciting? Should Adam be here to reveal?
No, they're not exciting at all.
Oh, okay. So you kind of built them up in one way, and in one way you downplayed them. So now I'm like, I wonder, were they great or are they actually just rubbish? They're probably rubbish.
They're pretty standard.
They're rubbish.
But there's an excuse behind why they're pretty standard, and I might have been in a bit of a rush to get a late night flight home so I could do the radio show today.
So earlier we played you this, of course, as our quiz qualifier. You had to tell us what it was. It was Basement Jack Swears Your Head Out. Ryan, congratulations, you got that.
Thank you very, very much.
Now, we're going to play the quiz of the week with Ryan. And Ryan, I think me and you were in this together because I don't know, did you know, but I was actually away on holiday for the last couple of days, so I have no idea really what's going on in the world. So I'll try and help you as much as I can, okay?
Thanks, I think I need it now, won't I?
No, Ryan, you absolutely will not. You usually accuse me of freaking out the contestants. Are you freaking out poor Ryan here? Hey, Ryan, what are you up to today? What's going on?
I'm out with some pals. We're on Bernard's Loop at the Galtee, so excuse me if I'm a bit out of breath there.
So, like, you're out doing a hike now, right now?
Yeah, and you never believe who's out here as well, actually. We just passed Roz Purcell.
Oh, wow, very good.
No way. Well,
very
Roz,
good.
Roz is always hiking in fitness, right? She's super fit.
I know, stop, she makes sure, yeah. She's like a northern star leading everyone up the hill.
Aww, you know,
we're panting and wheezing there like the three hyenas from Lion King.
Yeah, Ryan, you seem to be doing an okay job. You don't sound too out of breath.
Can I just say, I think that Roz Purcell will be delighted to be described as the northern star as well. I think that's really nice. But anyway, keep going, lads, okay?
Who's with you that you described as the hyenas? I don't know if they'll be thrilled about that, Ryan. Who do you have on your party with you?
They've been called worse, don't worry. just my pals, Kevin and Sarah.
Okay, well, hi, Kevin and Sarah, and hopefully they might be able to give you help with this as well. Not that you're going to need it.
No,
Ryan,
of course not. So, Ryan, you're, of course, playing for €100 worth of Just Eat Credit. It's €250 vouchers that you can do whatever you want with. You could share them maybe with your friends, Kevin and Sarah. I don't know if you should. I mean, I think, Ryan, you're doing all the heavy lifting here. I really feel you should probably keep the 100 for yourself. But listen, it's all to play for. Let's do it.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
How this works is 5 questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. Ryan says he isn't going to know much and that he'll need help. Kira also says she doesn't know much, so... I mean, I'm the only one keeping this whole thing running here today, and to be honest, I feel like I have a lot of pressure on me. But listen, let's do our first question.
Okay,
I'm sure we'll
ready?
Manage.
Okay, Ryan, are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, Star Trek legend William Shatner is heading to space on Blue Origin. That's Jeff Bezos' spaceship. But what was the name of his character in the series? Was it A, Captain Kirk? Was it B, Luke Skywalker? Or was it C, RoboCop?
That was A, Captain Kirk.
It was indeed. Are you a fan?
The new movies, I haven't really watched the old series a lot. Mm-hmm.
He's very famous for Star Trek, in fairness, isn't he?
That's all I know him for, yeah. William Shatner, yeah.
I'm being a little bit grumpy on Twitter, actually.
Being a little bit of a curmudgeon now,
yeah.
Absolutely. In the William Shatner versus... Well? Say again?
Oh, sorry.
What did you say,
Was he on that 70 show?
Who?
William Shatner.
Shatner. Was he?
Maybe he made a guest appearance. I don't know, but we'll check that out.
Yeah, we will. Well, listen.
Ignore me. Anyway.
Yeah, Ryan, stop. You know, like the way they say sometimes in the leavings, or just answer the question. Like, don't write stuff you don't need to. Yeah, you're gonna start losing marks here, man. Do you know what I mean? So listen, here's your next question. You'll know this one. Name the massive Netflix series that premiered on the September 17th and reached the number one spot in 90 countries in 10 days. Is it, now listen to this, A, Haddock Games? Is it B, Rainbow Trout Games? Or is it C, Squid Games? Ryan?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with C, Squid Game.
Good man.
Okay, and let me ask you a question. Did you watch it?
We literally just finished it last night. It was unbelievable.
So, there you go, Chris. Now, Chris, if Ryan tells you to watch it, will you watch it? I've been trying to tell him to watch it for the last week.
I like Ryan, though.
You have to.
Yeah, Ryan's a solid guy. I like him so far. So, Ryan, I will go with your recommendation, not Kira's. I'm going to watch it now because you recommended it to me, Ryan, but not Kira. I just want that clear, that when I watch it, it will be because of Ryan's recommendation and not yours, Kira. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, here you go. Here is your third question. Who topped Forbes America's Rich List for the fourth year running this week? A, Donald Trump, B, Kim Kardashian, or C, Jeff Bezos?
See Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, look, I'm just so casually dropping the answers incorrectly there. He has a net worth of $201 billion. Wouldn't it make you sick?
Is that his net worth, $201 billion?
No wonder he's sending William Shatner to space.
What do you do when you have $201 billion? Like, how do you entertain yourself? Exactly, yeah. Right, listen.
Good ideas, anyway.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, you could spend $201 billion, could you? Right, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. If you had $201 billion, Ryan, would you still go for a hike now on a Sunday, or would you do something else?
Yeah, I'd probably be hiking somewhere in Nepal, or maybe, you know, a bit more exotic.
But, I hear you.
Galties. You can't go miss the old Galties.
No, exactly, yeah. All right, listen, here's your next question. You're doing very well so far, 3 out of 3. The iconic RTE kids show The Den has been officially discontinued by RTE. Name the Radio 1 presenter that hosted it last. Was it A, Joe Duffy, B, Ray Darcy, or C, Ronan Collins?
Oh, God, I'm going to go with B.
Yes, you'd be right, correct. Ray. You'd be right.
Well,
indeed.
That was a shot in the dark there now, wasn't it?
Really? Wow, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, no, because Ray would be one of the more famous presenters of The Den back in the day. So there you go. Okay, you're doing so well. Here is your final question. Are you ready?
Yep.
After 37 years, Dingle is set to hold a special tribute day for which of its famous residents? A, or should we say former residents? A, Fungi the Dolphin. B, Liam Neeson. Or C, Bono.
R.I.P. Fungi, eh?
You know, I actually was texting Chris during the week and Adam, who works on the show, and I was like, why don't we make the Fungi Remembrance Day our new bank holiday?
Because I don't want to acknowledge the fact that he's gone, Kira.
Okay.
If we start doing Remembrance Days and Tribute Days and all of this, then we're accepting
we're
the fact that he's not
up,
coming back. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ryan.
Not ready to do that yet.
No, I'm not, Ryan. I'm not.
Congratulations, you got 5 out of 5.
Yeah, man. Flawless.
Thank you so much.
So let's say hypothetically, you know, you've got your just 100 euro Just Eat vouchers. Hypothetically, if you were to buy some takeaway with your friends this evening, what would it be?
I trade them to an old Chinese, maybe.
Good man.
Oh my God. You know, there's a real trend of Chinese at the minute, Chris. Every weekend, people are saying Chinese. Because usually it flips between pizza and Thai and, you know, Indian. But it's been Chinese solidly.
There has been a consistent Chinese as a response, Kiri. You're absolutely right. Now, what would be your go-to now, Ryan, in the Chinese?
I'm sure I'm right now. 3-in-1.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Maybe the spring roll.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of a tapas platter, you know.
That's what I do. Sometimes I just get a load of starters and I feel very sophisticated because, as you say, it's like a tapas. Do you know what I mean? It's like a little smorgasbord now, Ryan. But anyway, look, Ryan, well done. We'll let you go, okay? And a safe hike, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
There's Ryan.
5 out of 5, flawless, and he's going for a hike. What a day for
him. He's out having a hike. Mm-hmm. He's a very polite individual, very nice man, and he gets 5 out of 5. Like, listen, Ryan's the man you need in your life, no matter who you are. Be a person, employer, whatever. I'm all for Ryan.
Vote Ryan.
Vote Ryan, absolutely. Ryan, what do you do with yourself out of curiosity? Like, are you in college? Are you working? What are you doing?
I work from home. I work for Eventbrite, so it's kind of a customer service role.
Eventbrite, you're lucky to have Ryan. That's all I'm saying. What's your full name, Ryan?
Ryan O'Neill.
Eventbrite. Employee Ryan O'Neill is employee of the year, as far as Kieran and I are concerned. Thank you.
I have a cousin called Ryan O'Neill.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Is it this guy?
No,
oh, okay.
It's not.
Okay, right.
I think I'd know if it was my cousin on air.
Wait,
but anyway.
Eventbrite do tickets, don't they?
Yeah, like self-service sort of set up events. So kind
Ryan,
of
would you be able to hook us up now with tickets if there's ever tickets gone on Eventbrite?
No, this is all right, okay.
All right, Ryan, thank you. Bye. There we go. Before I get poor Ryan fired or something. All right. Yes.
Chris, I have to give you your present.
Oh, you see, now I'm dreading this because it's going to be something insulting and smart ass.
No, it is.
It's going to be, Kira and I have this thing for the last 12 years where we get each other presents that actually insult the other, like now, subtly, or like our totally rubbish presents.
Where I was on holiday, Chris, there was nothing unclassy to buy you. I believe you.
So
me,
like
I tried.
As in a bottle opener where it's the guy's willy or something that.
I hear you. I was
you,
in
yes.
a very classy part of Greece, so...
Ooh, listen to Kira. I was in a very classy part of Greece. So there was no riffraff, was there not, Kira?
There was no riffraff
and no tacky presents you could bring back to me.
Basically, it was an Instagrammer's dream, Chris, where I was, yeah.
But what you're saying...
There you go, catch. There you go.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Now, can I just say, I was in a bit of a mad rush to get to the airport. We didn't have that much time at duty-free because we had to get straight down to our gate.
So it's a duty-free present.
Yeah.
Like it's not even a present from where you were. It's a present from the airport.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
From Tiny Toblerone.
Wow. Is this what Adam got as well?
Yeah. Would you rather that or some unclassy type?
I would have loved some classy type thing where like it's a bottle opener but it's also a girl's big boobs, Kira. Come on. You know what kind of guy I am.
Just say thank you. I also know you like chocolate, so...
Of course. Listen, who doesn't like chocolate, Kira,
all
right?
There we go.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Absolutely awesome.
Some people in my life got nothing, so be grateful.
Well, I mean, listen, if it's nothing or a thing of Toblerones from the duty free, Kira, how thoughtful of you. Thank you very much. I'm thrilled.
Well, we tell everyone what's coming up with Dave, or are you just so overwhelmed with the gift that I just gave you?
Did you get Dave Fanning Tiny Toblerones?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no. Stop. Oh, I hope he's not listening. He'll be sad. He'll be... He can't start off the show knowing he didn't get a gift from Kira's trip to Greece. Oh, my God. We're going to totally knock him off now for the rest of the show. That's terrible. I suppose we could tell everyone. Yeah, I mean, it's exciting.
So Dave is going to be talking all things Adele with Kate Brennan Harding, which is very exciting because obviously Adele announced and leaked some new music there during the week. And I actually read two of the articles that she was interviewed with for Vogue UK and Vogue USA. And she was the first artist ever to... Oh, no. Oh, no. Will I give him Adam's Toblerone? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God. I've just managed to irritate Dave Fanning. Well, thanks for that, Chris.
See?
Thanks a whole
I knew
bunch.
That would happen. Something like that would happen. You get me them, you get Adam them, you don't get
Maybe
Dave Fanning anything.
Maybe I just give Dave Adam's Toblerone.
Do. That's how it works around here, I guess. Sorry, Adam, that's show business. Someone more famous than you now needs the Toblerones, so you're being bumped. It's like those US talk shows where sometimes you just don't get on because there's a more famous guest in front of you. Adam is now no longer getting any Toblerones and they are going to Dave Fanning.
Sorry,
I tell
Adam.
You, life is rough. Well, my goodness, what an incredible... Weekend
like
of shows.
I do like that with the Greek song. That's from 1964, you know.
Is that right?
And the only reason I know that is because I may have put up a couple of Instagram shots of the views that I was looking at while I was in Santorini. And I googled Greek and Sword with the Greek was the first song that came up.
Is it a soundtrack of a film or is it a...
I think that he's an actual artist, as in like a musician.
Oh, it's okay, but Zorba the Greek is a 1964 movie, and then that was one of the soundtrack songs from it. Jeez, I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Well, thanks, Kira. That's some Greek trivia for you. All right. Anyway, listen, we'll be back soon. Till then, from myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye. Chris and Kira. Weekends from